Since September 11th, security officials have worried that small, usually private aircraft could be used as weapons. But those who own and fly these planes say the threat has been exaggerated, and they're lobbying to loosen restrictions on airspace. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Dan Spray reports.
Every year, the Experimental Aircraft Association welcomes pilots and aviation enthusiasts the world over to Oshkosh, Wisconsin. They come here to celebrate their freedom to fly. As many as 800,000 pilots and spectators come to Oshkosh to discuss ways to build and fly private aircraft. But this year, many are wondering if their freedom to get in an airplane and take off when they want will itself be restricted. Pilot Tom Poboresny, who heads the Experimental Aircraft Association, says it's a possibility now that air security falls to the Transportation Security Administration rather than the Federal Aviation Administration. Instead of decisions being made by aviators, he says policies are formed by security experts who tend to see thousands of small planes as a threat to national security.
I don't think that general aviation is any more of a loophole than a Ryder truck or a vehicle or whatever, a delivery truck at a major event.
Poboresny says the fear that a small plane can be used in a terrorist attack might lead to tighter restrictions, restrictions he claims will hurt the general aviation industry. For example, Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport remains closed to corporate jets, air taxis, and charter planes, and will be for the foreseeable future. Warren Morningstar is with the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, which represents nearly 400,000 pilots. He's lobbying to have Reagan National reopen to general aviation.
Well, it has a huge effect on business and, for that matter, even Congress. I mean, in essence, what you're telling people is that they can't have transportation access to the nation's capital.
The Pilots Association is also asking the FAA to communicate with pilots more clearly about where they can and can't fly. The FAA should use maps instead of notices to airmen called NOTAMs that Morningstar says are written not in plain English, but in government legalese. It's argued that such a move would reduce pilot mistakes, like those that recently prompted the military to scramble fighters when small aircraft strayed into airspace over Camp David and near the White House. But FAA officials say they're trying to make it easier for pilots to understand those restrictions. The FAA's Elizabeth Isham Corey says that pilots should ask about whether their flight plans are legal.
This is a nation where people have enjoyed quite a bit of freedom in terms of general aviation. So that's what we definitely want to work with them to continue to be able to try and maintain that freedom, but in a safe and secure manner.
Pilot Frank Sporandio, who flies a single-engine Piper, agrees that personal responsibility plays a role in security. Sporandio wants his fellow pilots to be more careful because this is a time when Americans are worried about terrorists using airplanes to attack. So he says every incident involving a private plane becomes ammunition for those seeking to further restrict general aviation.
We can't have a blasé attitude of, gee whiz, I'm a pilot, I can fly anywhere I want. It's not like that anymore. We're not barnstormers. We got to deal with the FAA, and by dealing with the FAA on with their rules, then everybody stays clean and stays happy.
For now, Sporandio is enjoying and appreciating his freedom to fly his plane to air shows around the country. He hopes that fears of terrorism and possible preventative measures won't prevent him from doing what he loves. For NPR News, I'm Dan Spray in Milwaukee.